All right, let's move on to Max Bombast. We ventured out onto the earth that had been frozen stiff. And after weeks inside the shelter where the two of us had hid, the only sounds had been the storm. Even the radio was dead. Saw the earth had been transformed. We fled into the oubliette from the ones in the sky. Our forefathers forsake us to die. Where the streets are no name, when there's no one left to see the signs we make beneath the eyes.
Can I just say one thing before we get started?
We might want to say the same thing.
No damn cat.
No, that wasn't what I was going to say.
No damn cat, no damn cradle.
Oh, that, yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was going to say was, where is my mind?
Oh, yeah. I thought that too, right off the stop. I wanted to go, ah.
Yeah. That, and actually the first one that I came up with, which was wrong, but is not completely unlike it, was Caribou.
Well, he has a very great high note sort of melody, falsetto, that he leads in with.
Yeah, beautiful. And that reminded me so much of Where Is My Mind. So I think the Caribou is more the bass aspect of it, so it's kind of this weird mixture of that. I thought it was good, and that's just the intro, of course.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, yeah, lyrically, I'm also a huge Vonnegut fan, but kind of more on principle now than in practice these days. You know, I recently read some of his later stuff, and I don't know, maybe it just didn't age so well or something. So I'm kind of scared to go back and reread Cat's Cradle now, like, you know, 35 years after I first read it as a kid. But, you know,
it was pretty mind-blowing back then, though.
Yeah. And I still like Breakfast of Champions. You know, I've read that and reread it every few years, you know, for decades, I guess.
Yeah, Cat's Cradle is the only book that I've ever, like, I finished the last page and I just started over.
Wow.
I was like, I just want to read that again.
Yeah. And this is a great reference to it. It's really, really done well. The lyrics are fantastic.
Yeah. I thought it was very smart of him to just sort of pick the ending of Cat's Cradle and just sort of reverse chronologically tell the end of the story and not try to encapsulate the whole book, because that would obviously be hard.
Yeah. And the song is great. And I think maybe not as strong as his Round 0 through 3 songs, but still masterful. And I like it a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. The music is haunting and it really goes well with the apocalyptic sort of end times that the story tells. So, oh, did you notice at the end, like the chorus goes, our forefathers forsake us to die where the streets have no name, where there's no one left to read the signs hidden beneath the ice. And then at the very last version of that chorus, you know, he has this super high vocal where he sings nine. So it's ice nine at the end. Pretty cool.